AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, has just announced he's imposing a curfew starting at midnight. Another night of protesting the killing of a black man by a black police officer in Charlotte has been peaceful so far tonight. Just a lot of chanting as protesters passed police backed up by National Guardsmen. The police chief in Charlotte, North Carolina, refused again today to release video of the fatal shooting of Keith Scott on Tuesday while the investigation continues. Campaigning in Chester Township, Pennsylvania tonight, Donald Trump said he opposes demonstrations like the ones this week in Charlotte.
The rioting in our streets is a threat to all peaceful citizens, and it must be ended and ended now.
After charging a white female police officer in the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the county's chief prosecutor is urging the community to pray for wisdom and guidance.
Noting heightened tensions in Tulsa, District Attorney Steve Kunzweiler called on ministers and the media to help maintain calm while the manslaughter case against Officer Betty Shelby is adjudicated.
Each of us at the end of our days will have to account for our own actions. The only way I know how to walk my path is to try every day to pray.
Riots and looting have followed the police shooting of a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina. But Kunzweiler said Tulsa residents so far have demonstrated the willingness to respect the judicial process. I'm Steve Coleman.
Three people died today in a shooting inside a factory in East Tennessee. The police chief of Athens says it's believed the shooter is among the three people, and it appears he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. All three were employees of the steel fabrication facility. This is AP Radio News. A House panel has voted along party lines to hold a Hillary Clinton aide in contempt of Congress.
The GOP-run House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has voted to hold the man who set up Hillary Clinton's private email server in contempt. Chairman Jason Chaffetz said there was no choice since Brian Pagliano disregarded a subpoena.
That person must appear.
Top committee Democrat Elijah Cummings charges Republicans are playing politics.
This is an abuse of authority and taxpayer dollars to inappropriately affect the presidential election.
Chaffetz said Pagliano has nothing to fear if he testifies because he has an immunity deal with the government. Democrats say that immunity is limited. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The chief of police in Phoenix says three of his officers have resigned after a man allegedly forced him to eat marijuana found in his vehicle to avoid going to jail. A fourth officer was demoted from lieutenant to sergeant for being aware of last week's incident and taking no action. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.